Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Paul, you just got off the phone with Greg David about China.
And we were talking about New York City tourism. And there is one report out that it is set to set another record in 2019. NYC and Company telling the Times this morning, it looks like nearly 67 million tourists came calling to New York City this year. And that would be 67 million, the 10th year in a row that New York City has set a tourism record. But Greg David from Crane tells WCBS this morning there is a cloud on the horizon.
The people who deal with tourists coming from China say their business has weakened substantially given Trump's trade war with China. One person who's been doing work with China for almost 30 years says his business is down 30 to 50%. Hotels near LaGuardia Airport that specialize in Chinese tourism say their fingernails are worn because they've been biting them over anxiety. And restaurants that appeal to Chinese tourists say their business is down as well. It is just that Trump has made at least some Chinese uncomfortable about coming to the United States. In fact, nationally, there has been a 3.1% drop in visitors from China.
So it's a matter of making a statement, not so much the economics of it.
Yes, I think so. And you have to remember how important Chinese tourists are to New York. In 2007, 140,000 Chinese visited the city. Last year, 1.1 million. They have become the number three source of tourists to New York, behind Canada and Great Britain, and that's a big deal.
What do they come here to do? Do they come to look at the sights, or are they coming here to shop?
Oh, they come here to do everything, just like everyone who comes to New York comes, because we, you know, it's not like Orlando. In Orlando, you go to Orlando to go to the theme parks. When you come to New York, there are cultural places to go. There's Broadway. There's things to visit. There's amazing eating. And yes, there's a lot of shopping. You know, that's the secret of the New York tourism story. We're not a one-trick pony. People come here to do lots of different things. And because of that, we attract lots of different kinds of tourists.
There's also a suggestion made by people in the tourism industry that maybe this is a generational kind of change.
You know, the city officials say that they think that the numbers will wind up being positive at the end of the year, that tour groups have been replaced by individual travel, and that's where the generational thing comes in. The younger people are more inclined to travel on their own and not in groups. We'll get the final numbers sometime in January, so we'll see what happened.
Crane's Greg David on the line, as he is every Monday. Thanks.
Thank you.
And no shortage of tourists in New York City, I can tell you that, in the summer weekday morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.